Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation pop experience. Welcome to today's edition of the Video Jukebox Song of the Day. Andy Atherton back with you on a Friday, closing out another fun theme week. It's a second time around for 80s one-hit wonders. We had four great songs this week, and hoping to close it out with, I wouldn't say it's one of my favorite one-hit wonders, but it's very memorable for me because I remember this song playing a lot on MTV, much like I said on Monday with After the Fire's Dear Karmasov. I can't say it right. Anyway, I'm not talking about that anymore. I talked about that on Monday. So I'm going back to 1983. Off the album White Feathers, it is Too Shy by Kaja Gugu. Say that 10 times fast. This song, again, hit a lot on MTV, had that very British punk, not really punk, but, that new wave vibe to it. I mean, you look at the band and the video, not much about it, but the song was heavily played on MTV. So the YouTube link is in the description as usual. Let's hit that play button in 3, 2, 1. So it looks like the band just really playing in a club or maybe a dance hall. My God, look at the neons and the pastels, I guess, so to speak. Trying to get the mood lighting here. That was kind of a unique hairstyle at the time with the lead singer here with the blonde on top and the dark on the bottom. Didn't really see that a lot back at that time in the 80s, at least where I was from. So, the song was written and recorded by the band. First single on their debut album. It was an immediate hit, reached number one UK singles chart for 2 weeks. It also hit number one in Germany and Belgium and Ireland as well. Reached number two in France and Switzerland, four in Sweden, Austria, and the Netherlands. Look at the synth drums there, too. Looks like they may be playing something for the VFW or something for the Brits. That guy almost, I tell you, he could be like a young B. Arthur, the bass player there, with that hairstyle and the long earrings. Looks like actually kind of like Chicken Lady from Kids in the Hall. Points to anybody who gets that reference out there. So, it was in heavy rotation. It peaked at number 5 here. And it's their only significant hit in the U.S. While they're regarded as a one-hit wonder, in the U.K. they had further hits, including two more top 10 singles, Ooh to Be Ah and Big Apple, both in 83. So it was written by the band and produced by Duran Duran keyboardist Nick Rhodes and Colin Thurston. In 2006, this was ranked as number 27 on VH1's 100 Greatest Songs of the 80s and number 9 on VH1's 100 Greatest Hit Wonders. So the music video kind of, not really. Oh, okay, so she has visions of different dancers from different eras. That's why I thought they were World War II people there. And this model, actually, Caroline Espelay, later becomes marries Dennis Miller. I don't know if they're still married, but I'd have to look that up. And then also, like a lot of songs from the 80s, they appeared in Grand Theft Auto Vice City Stories. It was playing on the in-game radio story Wave 103. It also appears as a collectible cassette tape in Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain. It was in the Sims 2 expansion pack, Sims 2 Open for Business. And it was featured in the Black Mirror interactive film Bandersnatch on Netflix. And, of course, It was in The Wedding Singer in an engagement party scene, which was a really funny scene when Sammy shows up with the Michael Jackson jacket and glove. And, you know, best line for the whole scene is, "Hey, Glenn, aren't you worried you're going to miss Miami Vice for the bachelor party? Summer reruns." Love that line right there. Glenn Gulia. And it's when you see really Robbie and Julia, the sparks are starting to kind of happen between the two of them. Great movie. We could have done a whole week on the Wedding Singer soundtrack. We still could probably. I know we've done a few songs from that movie, but we might be able to do it at some point. Don't tempt me. Okay. So hope everybody had a great week and hope everybody has a fun week. And I believe St. Patrick's Day is on Sunday. So go out, Erin Go Bra, have some corned beef and cabbage, some green beer, if you will. Whatever you do, do it safe. Don't drink and drive. Have fun. And we'll see probably a lot of people calling out or taking the day off on Monday. And speaking on Monday, that's when we'll see you next. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you then.